Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Parrish scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Law applying the tag. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Dibzinski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kittle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive towards first. Leach reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kittle. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Dibzinski. Parrish moves to third. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to home to get Parrish. Grubb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines throws the ball into Bernazard, who tags Lemon trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Grubb scores. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leach strikes out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive to center field. Law throws towards first. Walker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Trammell moves to second. Jerry Kuzman now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Howard Johnson. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 5-0, Tigers. Steve Mura now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson scores. It's 6-0, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Luzinski is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brookins moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires pinch hits for Vance Law. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Law for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.